Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
How have the Island Boys continued to fall from grace after building a million-dollar empire? Since their viral song, I'm an Island Boy, put them at the top of internet stardom, it seems like the twins had it made. They were capitalizing on their popularity with music releases, merchandise lines, and they were not afraid to hide their success, as they would be seen flashing expensive jewelry and luxury cars only months into their celebrity status. However, as the fame and fortune began slipping out of their hands, they became desperate to keep the spotlight. And their recent actions may be the lowest point we have ever seen, even among some of the most desperate content creators. Hi, I'm Luesta. I make weekly video documentaries of things I'm into, and this is how the Island Boys failed to maintain their status of fame, have continued to fall off, and what lies in the near future for the unlikely pair. But in order to truly understand how tragic their downfall has been, we have to take a look at their humble beginnings and how internet fame changed their lives forever. On July 16th, 2001, Frankie and Alice Venegas, aka the Island Boys, were born to their Cuban mother in Palm Beach, Florida, a lively urban area just north of Miami. While we don't know much about their childhood, things began to go downhill for them around the age of 6, when their father tragically passed away from a heart attack, leaving their widowed mother to raise them by herself.
Just coming up with no guidance, like no dad and stuff like that, it's kind of like, you know, you kind of need a dad growing up. We didn't follow no rules. We wasn't listening to nobody. We didn't have a father figure growing up.
Between losing their father early in life and living in relative poverty with their struggling mother, they were constantly getting themselves in trouble and eventually adopted a criminal lifestyle. The twins were always in trouble with the law and involved in crimes like stealing and drug possession, which led to their mother kicking them out at the age of 18. Soon enough, the brothers were at rock bottom. But they could only go up from there, which is exactly what happened next. The lifestyle they were living would unsurprisingly land them in jail. And it was here where they decided to finally commit to the rap career they had always dreamed about. It's no secret that rap had an influence on the boys from a young age. From their glorification of committing crimes and popping pills to their outlandish appearance inspired by fellow Florida rapper Kodak Black, this music genre had always played a big role in their lives, for better or worse. This was seemingly their last chance at making it, and little did they know, this venture would take them on the wildest ride of their lives. They dubbed themselves Fly Soja and Kodiak Red, and began posting on platforms like Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube. They were all in, posting tons of content all across the web, trying to make it big. And honestly, they didn't sound half bad. Some of their earliest tracks showcased their decent flow and rhymes, and the twins seemed to have some potential in the game. The best part was that people began to notice. Like many young rappers, they gained a small following and were becoming
Moto Casino, America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Becoming known in their area, both for their criminal antics and their music. But it wasn't until late 2021 that they finally got their first taste of success, when they absolutely exploded into stardom with a hilarious video of them freestyling in a pool. This clip went viral the second it hit TikTok, and it racked up so many views that it's an absolute mission to find the original video since everyone was posting about it. While the goal was to flaunt their rap skills, most people were not impressed with their rhymes. Instead, everyone was thrown off by their look. Their unique appearance of tattoos, diamond grills, and wild dreadlocks turned their freestyle video into a meme that quickly blew up. The entire internet was talking about the Island Boys, the name we know them by today. Everything they had wished for was finally taking shape, and as you will see later in this video, they were willing to do whatever it would take to hold on to the taste of fame. Millions of views later, the brothers were an overnight sensation, and everyone had something to say about this bizarre freestyle. And while tons of discussions were going on about them, there was one thing that everyone agreed on. The freestyle was terrible. The whole world was making fun of the twins, their underwhelming singing voices, and that off-the-wall style.
All by my island, boy, I've been trying to make it.
I'm speechless. Two goofballs in the pool.
Now, at first I thought this is some Halloween stuff when I saw it yesterday, but these are real people. What? No.
Even the comments on the original video were tearing the rap duo apart, saying some out-of-pocket things like, "Make sure this is playing at my funeral so everyone will be jealous of me being the one in the casket," and "Don't let the haters stop you, stop yourself." The hate was relentless, but it didn't matter. The Venegas twins knew what they had accomplished and were ready to ride with it. Instead of fighting back the hate, they capitalized on it. Even if they were an internet laughingstock, their lives had changed forever thanks to the Island Boy freestyle. They were dominating social media platforms with millions of followers on TikTok. Although their YouTube channel, Big Bag Entertainment, gained only about 250,000 subs, they reportedly made around 80 grand just from their videos. From this viral video alone, they were also selling merchandise like hotcakes, everything from t-shirts to Island Boys souvenirs, and they weren't going for cheap. With all of the money coming their way, they were valued in the millions, and it looked like things couldn't get any better for the twins. But unfortunately, that was the hidden truth lurking behind the scenes. With millions to their name, it seemed like the Venegas brothers were doing everything right. And while they seemingly had a perfect recipe for temporary success, there were many things the Island Boys did wrong, causing them to fumble a long-term
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Career and success. The first and most prominent issue has to do with their music. Since their fame was not a result of their skills displayed on their Island Boy freestyle clip, many people still looked forward to a full version of the song in a music video. both of which the dynamic duo had promised to their fans. However, the full song took 2 months after their meteoric rise to fame to actually release, and the music video took another whole month to come out. By this time, their fame had already been fading away. They even moved on to do live performances, but for obvious reasons, they were not well received, and literally no one would sing along to them.
Boy, and I'm just trying to make it, or I'm an island boy. I put my best on, yeah.
This led to hilarious comments, such as, "It's like they are exotic birds that Darwin hasn't found yet," and "I felt embarrassed just watching this." Besides their poor capitalization on the one thing that made them famous, they also made mistakes in other areas. Wanting to focus on themselves, the Island Boys turned down a record deal from their biggest inspiration, Kodak Black, hoping to remain independent. While this was a good move for them short term, allowing them to keep all of the money they made, this record deal was a golden opportunity that would provide a blanket of security and mentorship from an experienced artist, both things that could have changed the tragic and disturbing fate of the Island Boys that we'll take a look at later in this video. They also spent their money unwisely, dropping hundreds of thousands of dollars on Audemars and VVS watches, as well as 70 grand on an SRT Hellcat. They were practically blowing through their money as it was made, a decision that they would later regret. And there were some things they couldn't help, like people who capitalized on their overnight success. They couldn't have known how fast they would blow up, and as a result, people made their own Island Boys merch and products that came too quickly for the brothers to respond legally, undercutting their own product line. Ultimately, people were moving on from the humorous Island Boys meme, putting them in a tough position. The Island Boys may think they're fast, but the internet and its trends move much faster, and the twins were left in the dust. With stardom rapidly fading from their clutch and money running out quickly, it looked like the Island Boys were finished. Things only got worse when Frankie, aka Kodiak Red, had domestic abuse allegations come to light, and internet beefs with Blueface, Snoop Dogg, the Paul Brothers, and many others only soured the public image of the twins further. They were once again at rock bottom, but this time, they had already made their impression on the world. Realistically, they weren't going to be that viral ever again. Right? Most people would give up at this point and try to live a normal life, though that may have been out of the question for the very recognizable duo. Either way, it didn't matter to them. They were not ready to give up the lavish lifestyle they had made for themselves over the past year. On July 5th, 2023, the Island Boys returned from a long hiatus of inactivity, making an announcement that nobody expected. They had launched an account on OnlyFans, where their most loyal
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Fans could pay to see their explicit content. Reactions were pretty consistent: confusion, shock, and disgust. You might be feeling the same way, wondering why on earth the Venegas twins would turn to online sex work to try and revive their name and get their money up. But a closer look might change your mind. Over the past few years, the platform OnlyFans has taken off, growing exponentially each year. In 2022, the platform experienced its largest growth yet, with a jump of $1 billion in revenue for a self-funded website. It's a female-dominated market, with over 70% of creators being women, leaving a gap where male creators could potentially thrive. And believe it or not, a lot of women find the Island Boys attractive, given their height, tattoos, etc. In my opinion, creating this platform for themselves was actually a great idea if their goal was to keep making money. At the very least, they would attract very curious and confused users to subscribe just to see what the hell is happening over there. This wasn't just a publicity stunt either. It seems like they have taken their page pretty seriously. They had over 200 posts and boasted nearly 120,000 subscribers before their page was suspiciously taken down. This means they were accumulating over $1 million a month since they were reportedly charging $25 a month for it. As far as the content, it varies.
When you subscribe to my OnlyFans, it's like me collabing with a female, fucking her. Just like if you
showing off our body parts,
showing our body parts, showing my penis, of course.
The goal of the Venegas brothers was to keep the page consistent with a variety of posts that would appeal not only to women, but men too. Seeing that the platform's user base was almost entirely male, this seemed like the perfect opportunity for the Island Boys to at least make a financial comeback. But there was one thing they were missing: attention. People had mostly forgotten about the twins by the time they had established themselves on the platform. And while the launch of their page was discussed here and there, it wasn't anywhere near viral enough for people to actually check it out. With that, the odds of regular OF users stumbling upon their page were incredibly low. With over 2 million creators constantly uploading to the site every day, they were going to have to do something insane to get their name back out there. The only way to keep the OnlyFans they had left, pun intended, and put themselves back in the spotlight was to pull a stunt so unthinkable that the entire world would once again be talking about the Island Boys.
Chat, I'm giving you a warning. What you're about to watch, chat, you will never be able to take it back.
They're just like hanging on to relevance.
I think why it was so sad is because you know that they would never do that.
Ever.
Unless they
only
just
for the
needed
cloud,
money.
Bro, they
making out with your brother
is wild.
It's wild.
On July 13th, 2023, the Island Boys would shock the world once again. But this time, nobody was laughing. The duo went on a rampage.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
With a tweet where they kissed one another multiple times, linking their OnlyFans in the caption. This immediately drew attention, and the reposts on pages like No Jumper and DJ Academics went insanely viral, with thousands of likes and comments. It's safe to say that if you were on the internet at this time, there was no way you could miss it. People were utterly disgusted at the incestuous act, but it was so jarring that people couldn't help but watch and share this absurd video. The Island Boys expected this type of reaction, which is exactly why they went through with it in the first place after a Twitter user dared them to try it.
We started off by just showing us like with our underwear on Twitter, and they're like, people were like, it was almost like they're like, you guys won't kiss. And I thought about it like for a couple days, and I'm like, wait, that'd be a good idea. Like something to talk about, because people already don't like us. So like, hey, look, we got something on them. They kissed each other. So we kind of knew it would go viral.
By capitalizing on their hated and forgotten image, the Island Boys made a move that had thousands of people uncomfortable. And after witnessing the reaction that they got, the boys doubled down and went even further. As I stated before, this was only the beginning of their tirade across the internet with content featuring the brotherly love. Since then, they've made many sexually suggestive videos, more clips of them kissing, and member Fly Soja came out as gay on a TikTok stream only weeks after the initial post blew up. They have even caused trouble at the cost of other creators. Like when Fly flashes junk at both Aiden Ross and Gideon during a live stream.
Hey, your mama let a young nigga with that ass out. Hey, your mama let a young nigga with that ass out.
This approach to shock content was daring, and it was certainly gaining the media attention that the Venegas twins were desperately seeking. Plus, these stunts help promote their existence of their OnlyFans, where they continue to upload content that featured the two of them enjoying each other. While most people were appalled at the idea of twin brothers making out, their private page was receiving some traction from curious internet users and some strange kinky individuals here and there. Unfortunately for them, not all publicity is good publicity when you're trying to bounce back into relevance and fortune after a hard falloff. They were bound to get some business from their recent stunts, and it still is well known that they aren't making nearly enough to get back to where they were in the days of the Island Boy freestyle. On top of their lackluster performance financially, there was an even sadder reality for the brother. They did not want to do this. Going this far was never the plan, and I believe that they'll forever regret this decision. While they have yet to outright express remorse for their strange behavior, there are many signs that point to the idea. Let's start with the fact that after kissing his brother and coming out as gay on the internet, Fly Soulja denied that either of these things happened.
No, I'm not bisexual. I was just on live just trolling and stuff like that. I be in my trolling mood. I be geeking.
There's no proof of us kissing on Twitter.
There's no proof of that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. If they're trying to play it off, just joking around.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Round or seriously wanting to deny the things they've done, one thing is clear. They're not comfortable with their own action. In fact, they didn't even have to say anything for this to be evident. Many people pointed out how awkward and out of place the Venegas brothers seem to feel when they're engaging in activities like this. Not only that, but it completely contradicts the energy they initially portrayed to the world as tough rappers and thugs. Nobody could have ever guessed it would end up like this. This simply goes to show how desperate the two were and how far they were willing to go to get there. At the end of the day, I feel bad that the brothers feel stuck in such an uncomfortable position, but perhaps they brought it upon themselves. So, what's the moral of the story here? In my opinion, it's to always be yourself, and to never sacrifice long-term success for short-term stupidity. It's hard to imagine a world where they are able to come back from these insane stunts. And unfortunately for them, they will always be remembered as one of the biggest jokes to enter the rap industry and the internet in general. Who knows how many times they'll be able to come back into the spotlight. But if things don't drastically change, we will see them continue to fall off.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.